Karen Trujillo really was all that folks are saying she was. Until a motor vehicle ended her life when she was walking her dogs Thursday, she was a dedicated educator with serious skills who worked hard but never neglected the human side of anything. She was our school superintendent during this pandemic. But what a roller coaster ride she had. A teacher, she started 2018 as a newly elected county commissioner. Within weeks, she was suddenly New Mexico's education secretary, then suddenly was back home, just when Las Cruces needed her. The pandemic set her unprecedented challenges, which she met with unprecedented resourcefulness and grace. As Kelly Jameson said, Karen never got to have what you would call a normal day. She navigated crisis after crisis after crisis and handled it all flawlessly and never quit on a problem without finding a solution. Karen did whatever it took to improve kids' educations, but never lost sight of the feelings and needs of folks she worked with. Last June, a school system employee and her family were publicly insulted on Main Street with, "We don't want you ends here." The victim said that Karen had unexpectedly, quote, "become like my second mother. She was so concerned about my kids." At Friday's press conference, you saw stuff you don't see. Male friends and colleagues unable to speak because of their tears. Ben Trujillo, Karen's husband, actually empathizing with the young man whose van killed her. Ben said he couldn't imagine living with such a burden, adding, "Accidents are accidents." Not every man could utter those words, and so clearly mean them, less than 24 hours after suddenly losing the woman he'd loved and been loved by for decades. Ben stressed how much she loved what she did. Quote, "Yeah, sometimes it was really hard. Really, really hard. But as hard as she worked, I don't think she felt she worked a day. It was her passion." Unquote. Weeks ago, when I asked a Republican expert on education if he wanted to add counterpoint to a radio discussion with Karen, he said he had no criticisms of her handling of the pandemic. This morning, a friend who often criticizes the folks who run things emailed me, quote, "Having had the opportunity to observe Karen interacting with others on several occasions, I think her gentle ability to cordially connect with people was exceptional. She was a very competent person with genuine humility, rare and invaluable." The whole community feels the pain. She was young and lively and a mother who had deep roots here. The suddenness stunned everyone. One minute you're walking the dogs, the next you're gone. Friday, we were all mumbling something akin to Dogen's words, "At each moment, do not rely on tomorrow. Think of this day and this day only, because the next moment is uncertain and unknown."